Today's daf is Makos Chaf Beis, and we'll start with Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, 8 lines up from the bottom. Amale Ula L'Rav Nachman. So Ula said to Rav Nachman, again, picking up the discussion yesterday of a person who could do one Maisa, which result in 8 different Averas. So Mar is now going to add on. The Lil Kenami Mishum Zareya Biyomto. So let's give him an additional set of Malkas, because he was doing Zareya, he's plowing on, sowing on Yontif. So Amalei, no, Ton of Ashir. You're right, it could have been, but we left out some. We taught some and we left out. Amalei, Ula says back, Tana Ketani Shmona. You listed out 8 things in the Mishnah, and you're going to say va'at omra tonu v'shir, and you're going to say no, he only taught some but left them out. It's very strange. What, you only taught 8? So teach 9. So the Gemara goes through and the Achronim explain that you can only say tonu v'shir if you taught a certain number and the number that you left out, it doesn't exceed that. But if you taught 8 and now you have 8 additional exceptions to that, then you can't say this rule of Tana B'Shir. So Omar Rava, Rava says, Yesh chilek malachos b'Shabbos ve'en chilek malachos b'Yom Tov. So Rava says, the reason you know why they didn't teach that was because there's no chilek malachos on Yom Tov. That really ain't nothing was happening. So Omar Lay, Adate, right? So on Shabbos, if a person would do, in Behelim Achas, one would do several different malachos, so then you bring one Chattas for each one malach you did. But on Yantiv, if you would do several different malachas, you only get one set of malchus, right? Because there's only one lav against doing malacha on Yantiv. And right, so since the Mishnah was listing doing the Zoreya, so then it didn't, I'm sorry, Choresh also didn't list the Zoreya, right? Okay, so that like Adote means yeah, I'm asking. Esve, Abai, 1 second, he asks a question on Rava. Is that really true? That we don't divide up different malachas? You're not chayav for each one? That's not what we learned in a Mishnah. So you cooked up the gid. I'm sorry, not gid. Gid. You ate the gid hanashiv. In cholov. On Yom Tov. So what's the din? Lo kechomish. You're going to get 5 different sets of malchus. Why? Smir speaks out. Number one, lok mishim oichel gid. So one thing is that you ate from the gid hanashe. Oh, this week's parsha, gevaldik. Okay, v'lok mishum vashel b'yom tov, and you're also going to get a second set of malchus because you're cooking on yontov shelo litzarech. Right, the only heter for cooking is for that what's going to be used for that. Number three, v'lok mishum vashel gid b'cholov. You're also going to be getting a addition, this is Basar B'Cholov, because the Gid is actually Basar. V'loik Mishum Oichel Basar B'Cholov, and you ate Basar B'Cholov, that's number 4. And 5, V'loik Mishum Havara. So you're lighting a fire, right? So V'im Isa, if you're going to tell me there really is no Chilak within the different Malachas, Mishum Havara Lo Mechayiv. So then you shouldn't be Chayiv for that, for making a fire, because you're already going to be Chayiv for the Bishul, right? Deho is Chayiv Le Mishum Bishulo. So the Gemara answers, Apek Havara, take out Havara, Va'ayel Gid Hanoshe Shel Nevela. So no, we're going to add in a different prohibition that it really was a Nevela. You see the Gid Hanoshe from the Nevela. Ah, V'hatani Rabbi Chiya, didn't Rabbi Chiya teach in a Braisa, Lo Keshtayim Al Chiloso, V'Sholosh Al Bishulo. So, we're going through all the different things that are wrong. So you get 2 sets of malchus for eating it and 3 sets of malchus for the cooking. Ve'im isen, if what you're saying is really true, then it should be shalosh al achilaso hu chayv. It shouldn't be 2, it should really be 3. Because you're now eating nevela as well, right? So ela apek havora va'ayel atzei asherah. So okay, we're going to take out havora because that was included in bishul, and we're going to put instead, you're using the trees, from, you're getting the wood from an asherah tree, right? A tree that was worshipped as avodah zarah. In the ancient pagan world, there was Baal and Asherah. Baal was like the male of avodah zarah, and his wife was Asherah, the female of avodah zarah. So using trees that were formed of avodah zarah. So Gemara asks, Gemara says, I'm sorry, yeah. Va'az harase mehacha. So where's the warning against this? V'lo yidbak biyodcha. Right? In Parshas Re'eh, that you shouldn't get any hana from avodah zarah. Omele Ravacha Bere de Rava Le Ravashi the Lilke Nami Mishum Losavi Toeva El Besecho. So you should know, you should get another set of malchus because you brought something that's a toeva, something that's disgusting, an abomination, into your house. So what must be we talking about over here? Kigoin shibishlo ba'atze hektesh. No, it wasn't atze asherah. You were using hektesh. Now, hektesh isn't a it's osur, but it's not a toeva. But as har saw mehocha, and the warning against doing that is from the following pasuk: va'asherehem tisrafun ba'ish. You have to destroy the goyish of the avodah zarah trees. They have to be burned up. Lo sasum kain lahashem elokeichem. But you're not supposed to do that. Not supposed to destroy the property of Hashem. That which would be hektish. So if you were going to use the wood from hektish, that would be the additional lav, and that's how everything plugs into working out the five different averas. The Gemara says the next simon for remembering this is the following osius: shin nun beis aleph yud shin nun zayin. So now we were up to eight averas in one shot. Now we're going to try to give over all these different amarayim, and that's what the simon is, the different Rosh Tevis for their names, is going to add additional lavin that were violated. So maskif lo Rav Hoshia. So he says, I got another one for you. V'lichshuv nami hazoreya benachal eson. So you should, we know when you have the egla arufa, so that you're not allowed to work the to plow that land. So why don't you add that? That maybe this whole case, the guy who's doing Zaver is doing it in Nachal Eisan. And the warning against that, Asher lo ye aved bo velo yizorea, that the pasuk says that you can't plow it, you can't sow in it, right? So that's a prohibition. It's a law in the future. So once you do the whole ceremony with the para, I'm not the para doing the egla rufa, right? The zakenim come out and say, "Yadano shalchas adam hazeh." We didn't kill this guy. Then, therefore, you're not allowed to work that land anymore. So that would work. So maskif lo Rav Chananya. So another one. V'lechshuv nami hamochik es Hashem behalichoso. Let's add on, have the teach another case that he's doing mechikas Hashem while he's walking through this field, right? Like you'd have the shame written there somehow and it would be destroying it. And the warning against that is as follows: like we just said, you have to destroy all the, on the beginning of Parshas Re, talks about wiping out every single piece of Avodah Zarah that's in Eretz Yisrael. Right, that Rav Shechter pointed out there's two times we actually have a chiv to do what we seek and destroy. So one of them is Parshas Re, to go and destroy Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, and the other is Chametz on Pesach, right? A lot of connections between the two, Yitzhahara, Avodah Zarah. Okay, the next one on our list, Maskif lo Rabbi Avohu, V'lichshuv nami hakoitzis es beharto. So Beharis is a type of tsaras, right? So you're not allowed to cut that off. So maybe he was, you know, by doing through his choresh, he's plowing, he's going to cut that off as well. And the warning against doing that there, he shamer minega hatzaras, that you're not allowed to cut off a place where there is tzaras, the beharis. Maskev lo Abayis, Abayis says, v'lichshuv nami hameziach hachoshe mi'al ha'efod, v'hameisir bade aron. So let's say that he was moving the choshen from the ephod, and he was taking off the poles that were used to carry the aron. And the warning for that is velo yosuru, velo yizach hachoshen. You know, that you can't be going. So there's an interesting, the Sefer Achinuch discusses, I believe, why is there this isser of, you're not allowed to take out the bade aron, that you can't remove the poles, because the aron has to be ready to move at a moment's notice. And if they got the sign when they were in the midbar, it was time to move camp, and all of a sudden you have to move right now, and they're going to be fumbling around, they're going to be putting the poles back in, it could lead to a zilzul. So in order for that to, you don't have to not to, you know, create any problems to move in an efficient manner. Therefore, the Sefer Achinuch, I believe, says that's the reason why we have a prohibition of removing the Badei Aron. So we know that the Aron is, the Svarim explained, it's a remez, Talmud Chacham, right? Tochel Kibaro, a lot of different Ramazim discussing the symbolism between the Aron and the Talmud Chacham. So the Bava Trebbe once said in Hesichas, just like the Aron had to be ready to go at a moment's notice, so to a Talmud Chacham, a Yid has to be ready to go at a moment's notice to help out a fellow Jew. Okay, next one in the list maskif law Ravashi. V'lichshav nami achoresh ba'atzi ashera. Okay, so let's say that he was using the wood of an ashera tree. Asar mehocha lo yidbak biyorcha me'uma. Right, don't have anything in your hands that's connected to avodah zara. Maskif lo ravino v'lichshav nami hakoytitz ilonos toivos. Let's say you're cutting down good trees, productive fruit trees. Right, and the Gemara says I think Bava Kama very serious prohibitions. Some rabbanim don't want to pass in shaylos when it comes to these things about the doing construction. Am I allowed to cut down a fruit tree or not? Very serious things. Vazara se mehoch, and the warning against cutting down a fruit tree, kimimenu tochel v'oso lo sichrois. You should eat from it and you shouldn't cut it down. Amar le Rav Zeira le Rav Mani v'lich shavnami kigon de Amar shavua shlo echrosh b'yomtov. So let's now add an additional one. The guy takes a shavua, I'm not going to do charisha on yomtov. So hosom lo kachal a shavua. Right, so in that case, the shvuah is not going to be taking any effect. It's a meaningless statement because mushbav omi mehar sinai hu. Because the guy already took he had a pre-existing shvuah that you're not allowed to do malacha on yantav. So Omer leis Rav Zera says to them, no, I have a way it could work. Can go into Omer shvuah shel echrosh bein bechol bein biyomtov. The guy words the shvuah in such a way. Okay, we're getting ready for shvuas a few days coming up, not the holiday but the mesechta. So he takes a shavu and he says, I will not plow neither on chol, nor will I do it on yom tov. And since that's true, that's a good shavu for a chol, I'm not gonna plow. So therefore, chol ale nami bi yom tov. So too, it also would take place, right? So then, no second. So Ramani says back to him, no. No, our Mishnah is not talking about these types of things because anything that you could do she'ela, you could go to Talmud Chacham and have a Pesach or have a Charata, you could get out of this. So therefore, any type of Shavua like that, then it's not being taught in the Mishnah. The law? Really? Rav Zera says that. Is that true? Very hektish. You have hektish, right? So, that's something that that you're not allowed to... I'm sorry, that's something that could be taken away. You could be getting out. You could be poided. It says, no, but bechor. We're talking about the type of item was a bechor. So there's two different items, okay, two different cases, I should say, more correctly, where the Kedusha is chal automatically. One is the bechor. You don't do anything in the Kedusha sets in, and the second that the Yerushalayim already discuss is the idea of Shabbos, Friday night. They don't do anything in Kedusha. Kedusha starts already. That it's independent of whether or not I'm physically mekabel Shabbos. We do it to add on Kedusha, right? And there's an inyan by the Bechor as well to speak out that this animal is Kodesh. But these two things, the Bechor and the Kedusha of Shabbos, they come in Mimela. So the Gemara says 1 second, Hari Nozir. You have Nazir, and that you can get out of. No, it says Benazir Shimshon. So for a Nazir Shimshon, you can't get your way out of that. You can't go to Talmud Chacham for that. So the Gemara asks, if that's really true, says Rav Zera, Nazir Shimshon Bar Iatamuye Lemesimo? Is he really someone who is a problem that is getting tummy? No, it's not. El hai tana iser kola leisle. No, that's so the Tana who had our Mishnah is one that we hold. He doesn't hold from this whole idea of an iser kola, right? That it doesn't work. So, I mean, just like if a person would take a shua and not do any malacha on a yamtav, so that shavua doesn't take any effect. So then, so too, like who had dinami? If we take a shvu, he's not going to work on chol. Then that's not going to take effect because he's already mushpam omim har sinai that he can't do any malacha on yom tov. Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, hamarbia shor psule hamukdoshim loikishnayim. So if a person who is going to be marbi is breeding a shor, it was a psule mukdoshim that was it's disqualified, so you get two sets of malchus. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Hamanhig Bishor Pesul Mukdashim. If you were going to have it driving, like you're having it carry thing, so Lokesh Shahaya Guf Echad Hu Vasahu Hakosuv Kishte Gufim. So if you're going to drive this animal, you're gonna get two. So even though it's one body, but like halachically it has two bodies is there. So the Tosfos points out on the bottom Tosfos, Hamanig b'shor psui mukdashim loike davke imoshech hashor masui begufo. Right, when he's carrying with his body, aval below Hamshacha ain loike behanhaga. He's not going to. Deim lo kein la oilim lo yuchlu lahanhig shor psulei mukdashim mimokam acha. You'll never be able to move from them. So right. So the Tosis is explaining. You know, it has to be a case where it's carrying a wagon that has something on it as well, a burden. That is the next Mishnah. A lot of Malkus. Now it actually speaks out, going back to the topic of how is it done. Kama Malkin Oiso. How many Malkus does the person get? So Arboim Choser Achas. So 40 minus 1, 39. Shnemar Bimispar Arbaim. The number, we'll see, that's going to bring you to 40. So Minyan Shehu Somach L'Arboim. It's the number that is next to Arboim, next to 40. So that's 39. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Arboim Shleimos Huloike. No, he gets a full 40. So, as we're going to see later on, that the Gemara explains that it has to be divisible by 3. So the Mishnah asks, knowing that, Sehechan Huloike Es HaYaseira. So where's that last one? 40 is not divisible by 3, so there's going to be one extra. So where does that one go? Says the Mishnah, Bank Seifov. It goes between his shoulders. Ein omdim oso ela b'makos haruyos lehishtalesh. We only give Malkos when we evaluate how much this person can physically tolerate. So we only give Malkos that could be divisible by 3. Amduhu lekabel arboim v'loikim miktas. If you thought that he could give him 40, and then you gave some of those 40 were present. Va'amdu she'ein yoch lekabel arboim potter. And then they did a new assessment. They saw, no, we got it wrong. This guy can not take 40 Malkos, so he's going to be potter. Amduhu lekabel shmona esrei. They thought that he could take 18 Malkos. Umishaloka omdu shiochu lekabel arboim. They say, no, this guy's actually much stronger than we thought. We could give him the full, like, 39, right? So potter. So we're not going to give him, even though he could have received physically more, they're not going to give him the additional ones. So Gemara asks, on my timer, right? What's the reason that the Rabbonim hold that you get 39 and not really 40, like it says in the Pasuk? So ikos of arboim bit mispar, if it would say, right, 40 by number, sahavamina, I would think that means arboim biminyona. Yeah, count to 40. But hashta dichse, but now, since the Pasuk rephrases and says bit mispar arboim, right, it flips the words, the order of the words. So it's minyan shehu sochem es arboim. It's the number that is the, like, the sum that gets one to 40, right? So Amar Rava, famous statement, says Rava, Kama tifshoi sh'ar inoshe, how foolish are some people? De kaimi mikaimi sefer Torah, they'll stand up when a sefer Torah is in their presence, v'lo kaimi mikaimi gavra rabba, but they won't stand up in front of a gavra rabba. De ilu b'sefer Torah k'siv arboim, because in the Torah, in the Chumash it writes, Torah shebichsav says you get 40 malchus, v'os rabbonin botzru chada, and the chachamim came and were able to take one away. So the Torah, that's the koch of the Torah shebaal peh. Says a lot to talk about this. He says kama tip shoy. So a tipesh is the same osios as pshat. So how foolish is a person not to negate pshat? Everything begins with pshat, obviously. But a person thinks that all there is to the Torah is just the literal meaning of it, and there's nothing more. There's nothing deeper to that. So that person is a tipesh. The famous Gemara that says they went into the Pardes. Arba nichnasu l'Pardes. So Pardes, we know the orchard, stands for Pshat, Remez, Drosh, and Sod. And that's where the English word paradise comes from, right? Paradise comes from Pardes. It's the deepest geschmack, the greatest level is in learning the additional levels of Torah as well. But this idea of a gavaraba. So I heard this vort many years ago from my friend Rabbi Zevi Reichman, that he said, look at the Gemara here. Many drushas Chazal make, you know, they're darshanim psukim all the time. And then only here, by the states, it calls, oh, the Chachomi is a Gavra Rabba. Talmud Chacham is a Gavra Rabba, because he darshan the Pasuk, it says, right? It says, b'mispar arboim really means only 39. Chazal make drushas over and over and over again. Why, here by this case, that's where it becomes a Gavra Rabba. So he explained a very beautiful idea. What happened? The Torah says a person should be hit 40 times. As we're about to see, it's very graphic, it's very brutal, it's painful, and it's not a pleasant thing. So when Chazal were able to lift the suffering of a fellow Jew, in that case, that's what earns them the title of a Gavra Rabba, to care for the Klal Yisrael, to spend time helping others. That's the idea, and that's why here, by this drasha, that's where the idea comes out, that one should stand for a Talmud Chacham, because that's the definition of a Gavra Rabba. Okay, continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Arbaim Shlemos. So we saw Machloikis in the Mishnah, whether it was 39 or really 40. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he gets the full 40, and that last one went between his shoulders. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? So, Dichsi, the Pasuk says, Maha Makos Ha'ela Bein Yodecha, for Omer Asher Hukesi Bein Me'ahavoy. So the Pasuk in Zechariah says, what are these wounds between your arms? Says, this is what I was wounded with when I was with my friends, when I was in my friend's house, Beis Me'ahavai. That's where I got hit. So the Marashah explains that you see from here that it's from Ahava, that this idea, we're not trying to Stam is always just a rishis to hurt somebody, but these malchus that a person's getting come from a place of ahava in order to help a person correct themselves. Virabonon, hahu betinokos shabes rabban hu dichsiv. No, that pasuk's not talking about malchus and a beis din. That's talking about when a rebbe has to give a patch to his talmidim. Could I just point out that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal pointed out that approach does not work for this generation, that we don't hit Chas V'Shalom to hit a Talmud. You know, when back in the day, when there was no other options available, so if a Rebbe gave his Talmud a patch, so the kid would be back in yeshiva the next day. He wasn't really going anywhere else. Nowadays, if a Rebbe gives a soon a patch, he'll be out in the next 2 minutes. He's gone. Who knows if he'll even come back. It's a different world, and the approach it might have worked for that generation. I'm not sure if it worked for that generation, but it might have, but it certainly would not work for this generation. A Rebbe cannot hit his Talmidim. But, Afal Pichin, that's one drasha as to what this pasuk is referring to, right? Betinokos shel beis rabban hu dichsiv. Says the Mishnah, Ein omdin ela b'makos haru'uyos. So we have to figure out and make an assessment as to how much the person can get hit, and they're divided up into the three groups, right? It has to be, so you wouldn't say like, you know, you can get 25. No, it had to be knocked down to 24. So it says, the Gemara, what makes it drasha? Loka, if the person was hit, right, then he's not going to get any more malchus. For lo loka, if he was not given malchus, then lo, he's not going to be exempt from getting any more malchus. Raminu, but I'll ask you a kasha. Says the Gemara, Amaduhu Lekabel Arboim, if when they originally looked at this person, they saw how healthy he was, the doctor said, this guy can get the full 40, 39. V'chozvru v'omdu she'en yoch Lekabel Arboim, Potter. And then they went and saw, no, he can't get 40, he's Potter. However, Amaduhu Lekabel Shona Esrei, if they thought the guy can get 18, V'chozvru Amaduhu she'och Lekabel Arboim, and then they said, no, really, he's much stronger, so he's Potter. So what's the kasha? You see from this, even if he didn't get any malchus yet, but if the number, the evaluation changes, then it's ki'i, like he already got the malchus, he's Potter. So Amar of Sheish is lo kasha. Nope, it's not a kasha. Right, the case in the Mishnah, Hada Amduhu Liyome. That's when they were going to give him Malchus on that very same day, right? And there's no change in his condition, so then they just figured out that they made a mistake. The doctor was wrong, right? So in that case, he's only going to be Potter if they already gave him Malchus, right? If not, then they're going to make a new evaluation and figure it out. Ha, but the other case, the Amduhu Lemacher Uliyome Achora. So in the case with the Bryson, where the doctors were looking at to see how many get, that's for another day, right? So in that case, when the initial evaluation was correct, but it was his condition that changed. So therefore, they figure out now that he's not able to get the malchus. In that case, he would be Potter. But it's not a steer between the two braces. They're talking about two different cases that Rav Sheshet says. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ovar Avera Sheyesh Bo Shnei Lavin. If a person did one Avera that involved two Lavin, two things wrong. Amadu Omed Echad. So they evaluate him with one assessment. Loke upater. So they give the malchus, and then he is pater. He's not going to get anything else. Ve'im lav, but if they, couldn't withstand it, so then loike, he gets malchus, umisrape, we wait for him to heal, and then v'chayiz v'loike, and then we're going to give him malchus again for the second lav that he did. Says the Gemara, v'hatan, you may learn the Raisa, enom din, omid echa l'shnei loven. 1 second, we just let you don't do one evaluation for two different lavin. So Amr Sheish is Lokasha. So Sheish again says, no, it's not a a contradiction. There's no steer over here. Ha adam duhula arbaim vechada. One case is when the doctor says you get 41. So right, so 41 is two more than the full set. And since those additional two malchus are not going to be divisible by three, which we saw in the previous mission, you had to do it. So in this case, he's only going to get 39. So that 39 the guy gets, that's going to be this first set of malchus, right? But he's still not chayav to get a second one after he recovers, right? V'ha adam duhula arba v'tarte. But the other mission says where you get one type of evaluation. The doctors looked at him and, you know, the really key guy, we sized him up, he could take 42. So in that case, you're going to give him 39 for the first one, and you give him 3 for the second lav, right? So it's like two separate evaluations, though really the mice said they only did one actual evaluation on him. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Dalad, he says, Mishnis Chayiv Malkius Harbe, Bein al Averos Harbe, Bein al Maisa Echod, Shechayiv and Allah of Malkius Harbe. So the guy's going to get a lot. Im Amduhu Oimid Echod, Loike Upoter. So they gave him one evaluation. He gets an Alkus and that's it. Ve'im Lav, Loike Misrape. He gets the Malkus and he heals him, Vechoz Veloike. And he gets Malkus on the second one. Ketzad, Nischayiv Shte Malkius, Ve'omdu Sheyochuhu Lekabil Arboim Ve'chomish. You could get 45. Okay. Different than our Gemara. Kevin Shiloku Arbaim V'Chamesh Nifter. Once he gets his 45, he's done. Aval Im Amduhu L'Malkus Achas V'Hakahu Shlosh Otesha Oshloshim Gimoha Oimed Hareze Misrape V'Choizin V'Oimdin Oso Malkus Shnia Ad Sheyilke Lichol Malkios Shehu Chayev Bahen. So that's the way that the Rambam brings down the Gemara. So now, says the next Mishnah, takes it to the bottom of the daf. Ketzed Malkin Oso. So now the Mishnah speaks out in very vivid details how exactly do they administer the Malkus to this guy. So it says it. Kofe Shte Yodov Al Ha'amud Helach VeHelach. So they tie the two hands, the person on one side. So there's a difference. It's Machlokes Rishonim whether there's one like pole, or there's two separate poles that he's tied to, one hand on each one. V'chazen ha'kinesis ochis bibigodov. So like the chazen here means like the shamish, the one who's taking care of it. So he holds his clothes to take them off. Im nikru nikru. So if they got ripped, they get ripped. Im nifru nifru. If they get unraveled, they're unraveled. Ad shumigala es libo. Until his chest is revealed. V'ha'evin nesun me'achorov. And there's a stone that and the one who's hitting him stands behind him. Chazna kineses oimid alav, v'ritzu biyado shel egel. So he has a type of a strap made from an egel, from a calf. Kufula echa lishnayim, ushnayim la'arba. So it's doubled into two, and two into four. L'shtei ritzuas shel chamor oilos v'yordos bo. And then there are two parts of a donkey hide that go up and down, like the doubled over part of the egel. Yoda tefach v'roch v'tefach. It's a tefach. Whoa, this is the handle. The yoda is a tefach, and it's with it, the straps of our tefach. The rosh magaz al pi kreso, and the length of it is it would go over and reach to the guy's stomach. When he's being hit from behind. Rashi says kful achas l'shtayim. There's another one that's doubled over. It's two which becomes four. The other two are going on the side. Kilomar, Osan Shte Ritzuas Hayu Tuluyos Be Emtsa Harutsua. Vishal Chomor Lakayim Behen Yavomi Shemakir Evus Balav. Right, the one who doesn't recognize him. So you have like the it would be like this. You'd have inside of it would be the egel straps, and they have on the sides of those, like sticking out from the sides, would be the thing on the in the Steinsaltz Gemara. He has actually a picture of it. That's like the cover of what it would you know, each Masechta has a picture. So on the cover of the Steinsaltz Gemara for Makos, he has over there a picture of what it would look like. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Umaka oiso shlish milafonav shte yodov yodos mila acharov. So the chaz, the one who's doing the hitting, hits 1/3 of them are from behind, right, and 2 of them are from on his back. Ve'ein umaka oiso ad v'lo omein v'lo yoshev. So the one who's while he's getting hit, he's not standing, he's not sitting, elamuta, he's like hunched over, shne'emar v'hipilu ha-shoyfet, that the judge will cause him to be bent over, right? So that means that he's like the one who's getting, who's receiving the malchus, will be in a position lying like tilted. Ha-make make b'yado achas b'chol kocho. So the one who's giving him hits it with one hand with all of his koach. And the one calls out, Imlo Sishmor Lasois, the psukim, that if you don't keep the Torah, Vipilu Hashem es makoscha es makos. Hashem is going to hit you with makos, like plagues. V'choizer l'hischila l'tchilas ha-mikra. And he goes back to the beginning of the pasuk. U'shmartim es divrei habris hazois. You should guard the keep the Torah. Right? V'choizim, and he ends off. V'hurachim yechaper v'choizer l'tchilas ha-mikra. And he goes back and repeats it all over again. This actually is the minhag that they bring down, that before Marav we say v'hu rachum yichaper avam lo yashchis, that was they used to give Malkos, not based in Malkos, but they used to give Malkos in the shuls between Mincha Marav, and as a remez for that, that's one of the opinions before Shimon and Siddur bring down. That's why we say before Marav v'hu rachum. Okay, that takes us to the Gemara. We'll pick it up with that in tomorrow's daf.